This program is hypnotic in nature and is never to be experienced in a moving vehicle or other times when you need to maintain awakened consciousness. Welcome aboard your enlightening adventure. For if you've let so-called impediments prevent you from achieving your heart's dreams, then this is your time to sit or lie back, more comfortably relaxed, perhaps reassured by the perseverance shown by the illustrious hero of Greek legend, Odysseus, whose ingenious ruse captured the Trojan city and whose continual resourcefulness conquered each seeming adversity. Odysseus finally reaching his dreams by coming home to his own country. For isn't home where you bring your heart's dreams? Though as this long-told epic by sea enfolds, Odysseus is still far from home, stranded, moreover, with no form of navigation, on the land of the Lotus Eaters. Often misconstrued, these islanders seemingly welcoming newcomers, generously offering some of their own food, a delicious plant everyone hungrily devoured, though the lotus flower, soon proven to be spurious, delicious, true, but those who partook of this flower food lost all thought, all longing for home and their own heart's true dreams. Overwhelmed solely by their desire to dwell forever in the country of the soul-numbing lotus flower, growing ever more reconciled to while away the hours, engaged in the same humdrum everyday routine. The life of bemused comfort and seeming ease. And though Odysseus too partook of the lotus flower, resolutely focused upon his dream, deeply believed he was completely immune to the plant's power. For Odysseus sought far more than the familiar, secure routine. He sought to realize what makes him feel fulfilled, to take in his hands the life his own heart demands, actualize his genuine potential in his own homeland, and completely instilled with his mind's commanding vision, Odysseus chose to leave behind the island's secure comfort zone and really find his heart's true home, the home of his dreams. And so drawn to the shore, we see the hero, Odysseus, a look of purpose, of determination in his eyes, searching the horizon, the line where ocean currents meet clear blue skies, searching for the means to reach the home too long left behind. And with his known resourcefulness, he conceived a plan, and from some trees produced wood and vines too, to bind the wood and design a craft. A raft equipped with mast and sail, and at last he continued on his trail, seaward, toward his destined meeting with the source of his dreams. This magnetic force pictured within his mind's eye, luring, drawing him ever further inside. These seas wide, wide opening upon his dreams, as if decreed by the Olympic deities, predestined to be. And since we're all drawn by captivating dreams, you too may appreciate departing the familiar life routine, venturing inside your own heart's land of dreams. For herein resides a potent energy source, your infinitely magical life force, ready to formulate your most treasured imaginings. So So even if you were once led astray by the naysayings of others and did not yet realize the energizing force of your own dreams, then you can especially enjoy journeying inside your life force, only desiring to be summoned forth, so you are provided your freedom, effortless freedom, to gratify your life's deepest fantasies. Yes, you can enjoy not having to do anything. You don't even have to listen to me, because your inner, wiser self is exploring for you. You're transporting, life-transforming adventure. For you know when you're drifting within, inwardly, your deeper self can conceive visionary dreams. In those dreams, you can venture wherever you desire, even explore far across these ocean seas, to see a few misty, wispy clouds shrouding otherwise clear blue skies as you lie back, more comfortably relaxed upon your own craft, your raft equipped with mast and sail, a breezy gale speeding you onward on your trail, right inside the wide opening life force sea. These currents streaming forth confident energy, leading you homeward, right toward your dreams. And so as you breathe in deeply, the gentle ocean breeze, when do you perceive how your breathing movements more closely resemble the rise and fall of these streaming currents? How each rise chest and abdomen send currents of your own life sea streaming soothingly through you and enlightening you with the confident belief you can live your life as you demand your life to be, your commanding dream, your destination, serenely pictured in your mind's eye. With each breath deep, perceive inside your positive conviction. You need only ride freely astride your own life stream, your life force releasing freely all the resources you need to keep you on course to your dream. And isn't it a comforting feeling to depend on your own current flow, trusting the current knows just where to go? So even on seeming stormy, turbulent occasions, when rough seas seem to toss your craft to and fro, you need only breathe deeply the renewing ocean breeze. For how soon before you realize skies growing fair, clearing the ocean more gently streaming. For each breath deep, sending currents of confident energy pouring warmly through you, the inner certainty you can do whatever necessary to achieve your dreams, your life force steering you clear through ever-calmer seas, preserving you on your unswerving uniform course. Your dreamed destination so deeply believed, sense within your persistent spirit. So those seeming rough seas are simply your invitation to become stronger, more resourceful in your solutions, your magical source, formulating the precise inspirations you need, strengthening you with your confident expectancy. I can live my life as I demand my life to be. Yes, as you're streaming forward with your own life sea, sense the force in your demeanor, a new commanding presence, the absolute assurance you can achieve your dreams, as if decreed by a friendly providence, predestined to be. So those occasions the wind seems to cease, life seems to take the wind from your sails, and you make slow headway upon your trail, you need only remember those earlier occasions when you really came through, maintained your chosen course of navigation, reached your heart's true destination. For when your body breathes more deeply, deeply, perceive each breath drawing forth once more your self-assurance, your commanding sense of confidence, pouring warmly through you and so thoroughly energizing you. How soon before you realize, rising right from behind you, a gale of wind streaming, swelling your sails, propelling you forward, your renewed resolution, your enthusiasm leading you onward on your trail, right by the island of the sirens, those melodious singers who tried to mystify mariners with naysaying songs, long rhapsodies of their so-called worldly wisdom, really a concoction of misconceived, misleading notions, intended only to lure sailors astray, away from their true destination, and draw them to the siren's land instead, the island of the narrow-minded. For those with an expanded awareness perceive most certainly, as do you, you can achieve your own commanding dreams. So as your body naturally breathes more deeply, how soon before you sense, emerging forth freely, your stream of confident energy, now streaming out, outwardly, swirling about and surrounding you, all the confidence you feel, your own potent force field, shielding you completely from those naysaying tunes, as you stream right by secure, self-assuredly relaxed, as if your ears were closed by wax. And so choosing to leave the sirens far, far behind, why not spend your time with those more positive in mind? For do you find the confident energy that shields you is positively too an attractive force field, drawing to you energy of a similar nature to your own, so you likely notice, as if magically, just the right opportunities and the right people too seem to be drawn to you, offering all the support you need on your course to your dreams. So if you require faster means to reach your destination, don't be surprised to realize solutions right in front of you, like presently a favorable wind leading your raft to the island kingdom of the Phaeacians, reputed seamen proficient in the craft of navigation, their palace rising higher before you. So when you come ashore, how soon before you venture through this palace courtyard, the royal guard summoning you within the main chamber room to meet the learned elders, concertedly greeting you with the honor due an adventurer of the ocean sea. Surely these paragons of wisdom are charmed, captured by your alluring dream, naturally drawn toward your self-assurance inside. For they admire the force of your positive conviction, your enthusiasm, your passion for life, your eyes shining with expansive vision, and desire only to support you and give you a hand, even even furnish you with a ship to speed you forward to your destined meeting with your own homeland. Your dreams deeply believed, ever nearer, clearly seen. You need only extend your hand and grasp these. Yes, you can live your life as you demand your life to be. And when sensing deeply this commanding belief, then each new morn, how soon before you see your dream arise, arise on your horizons opening wide as the endless extending sea. For you need only glide through any life challenge, confidently balanced astride your supporting life stream.